results in fragmented, frustrating patterns of living. Do not fall into this trap. Walk closely with me each moment, listening for my directives and enjoying my companionship. Refuse to let other voices tie you up in knots. My sheep know my voice and follow me wherever I lead.
Reflect on the following words of Scripture about hearing God's voice.
As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is over all, and through all, and in all. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him, because they know his voice. John chapter 10, verse 4.
Think about the many voices competing for your time. As you make an effort to listen more closely to God's voice in these quiet times, ask Him to help you hear His directives for your life above all others.
March 4th. Refuse to worry. In this world, there will always be something enticing you to worry. This is the nature of a fallen, fractured planet. Things are not as they should be. So the temptation to be anxious is constantly with you, trying to worm its way into your mind. The best defense is continual communication with me, richly seasoned with thanksgiving. Awareness of my presence fills your mind with light and peace, leaving no room for fear. This awareness lifts you up above your circumstances, enabling you to see problems from my perspective. Live close to me. Together, we can keep the wolves of worry at bay.
Contemplate the following words from Scripture about worry.
Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Luke chapter 12, verses 25 through 26. Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18.
When you pray today, instead of concentrating on what is worrying you, thank God for His love for you. Ask Him to show you how you can help others today. Thank Him for protecting you and for being greater than any of your worries.
March 5th. Make friends with the problems in your life. Though many things feel random and wrong, remember that I am sovereign over everything. I can fit everything into a pattern for good, but only to the extent that you trust me. Every problem can teach you something, transforming you little by little into the masterpiece I created you to be. The very same problem can become a stumbling block over which you fall if you react with distrust and defiance. The choice is up to you. You will have to choose many times each day whether to trust me or defy me. The best way to befriend your problems is to thank me for them. This simple act opens your mind to the possibility of benefits flowing from your difficulties. You can even give persistent problems nicknames, helping you to approach them with familiarity rather than with dread. The next step is to introduce them to me, enabling me to embrace them in my loving presence. I will not necessarily remove your problems, but my wisdom is sufficient to bring good out of every one of them.
Consider the following words from Scripture about God's sovereignty over problems.
We are assured and know that God, being a partner in their labor, all things work together and are fitting into a plan for good to and for those who love God and are called according to His design and purpose. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles, but to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 23 through 24.
As you think through this passage regarding God's sovereignty over problems, take a moment to assess a problem you might be facing. Now, try to view the problem like this. Although this issue may be difficult, God's wise plan for you will ultimately prevail.
March 6th. Continue on this path with me, enjoying my presence even in adversity. I am always before you, as well as alongside you. See me beckoning to you. Come, follow me. The one who goes ahead of you, opening up the way, is the same one who stays close and never lets go of your hand. I am not subject to limitations of time or space. I am everywhere at every time, ceaselessly working on your behalf. That is why your best efforts are trusting me and living close to me.
Listen to the following words from Scripture about living close to God.
Therefore, He is able to save completely those who come to God through Him, because He always lives to intercede for them. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Psalm 37, verses 3 through 4.
As you strive to live closer to God, recall the ways you see His presence in your life. Thank Him for always working on your behalf and for never letting go of your hand.
March 7th. Let me help you through this day. The challenges you face are far too great for you to handle alone. You are keenly aware of your helplessness in the scheme of events you face. This awareness opens up a choice: to doggedly go it alone or to walk with me in humble steps of dependence. Actually, this choice is continually before you, but difficulties highlight the decision-making process. So, consider it all joy whenever you are enveloped in various trials. These are gifts from me, reminding you to rely on me alone.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about the gift of God's help.
Because you are my help, I sing in the shadow of your wings. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. Psalm 63, verses 7 through 8. Consider it wholly joyful, my brethren, whenever you are enveloped in or encounter trials of any sort or fall into various temptations. Be assured and understand that the trial and proving of your faith bring out endurance and steadfastness and patience. James chapter 1, verses 2 through 3.
As you ruminate on this passage and words of Scripture about the gift of God's help, consider the challenges that lie before you. Be intentional about receiving God's help through each of these difficulties and humbling yourself in dependence before Him.
March 8th. Save your best striving for seeking my face. I am constantly communicating with you. To find me and hear my voice, you must seek me above all else. Anything that you desire more than me becomes an idol. When you are determined to get your own way, you blot me out of your consciousness. Instead of single-mindedly pursuing some goal, talk with me about it. Let the light of my presence shine on this pursuit, so that you can see it from my perspective. If the goal fits into my plans for you, I will help you reach it. If it is contrary to my will for you, I will gradually change the desire of your heart. Seek me first and foremost, then the rest of your life will fall into place, piece by piece.
Listen to the following words from Scripture about the desires of your heart.
Look to the Lord in His strength. Seek His face always. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 11. But first seek His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33.
As you work towards achieving the desires of your heart, ponder what kind of priority you are giving these goals. Ask God to show you if this striving is diverting you from seeking Him. Offer a prayer of thanks to God and acknowledge that by seeking Him first, He will lead you to the desires of your heart.
March 9th. Rest in my radiant presence. The world around you seems to spin faster and faster, till everything is a blur. Yet there is a cushion of calm at the center of your life, where you live in union with me. Return to the soothing center as often as you can, for this is where you are energized, filled with my love, joy, and peace. The world is a needy place. Do not go there for sustenance. Instead, come to me. Learn to depend on me alone, and your weakness will become saturated with my power. When you find your completeness in me, you can help other people without using them to meet your own needs. Live in the light of my presence, and your light will shine brightly into the lives of others.
Consider the following words from Scripture about being complete in Christ.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and His love is made complete in us. 1 John chapter 4, verse 12.
As you strive to become wholly who you are meant to be in Christ, reflect on the kinds of things you are filling your mind with daily. Try to slow your pace and find time to rest in God throughout your day. Thank Him for His gifts of love, joy, and peace.
March 10th. You are mine for all time and beyond time into eternity. No power can deny you your inheritance in heaven. I want you to realize how utterly secure you are. Even if you falter as you journey through life, I will never let go of your hand. Knowing that your future is absolutely assured can free you to live abundantly today. I have prepared this day for you with the most tender concern and attention to detail. Instead of approaching the day as a blank page that you need to fill up, try living it in a responsive mode, being on the lookout for all that I am doing. This sounds easy, but it requires a deep level of trust, based on the knowledge that my way is perfect.
Listen to these words from Scripture about security in Christ.
If the Lord delights in a man's way, He makes his steps firm. Though he stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. Psalm 37, verses 23 through 24. As for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is flawless. He is a shield for all who take refuge in Him. Psalm 18, verse 30.
Think about the things that make you feel secure. Now hold these things up next to the security of God's infinite power. Commit to trusting Him above all else, and acknowledge that His security is greater than any other thing you rely on for protection.
March 11th. Walk by faith, not by sight. As you take steps of faith, depending on me, I will show you how much I can do for you. If you live your life too safely, you will never know the thrill of seeing me work through you. When I gave you my Spirit, I empowered you to live beyond your natural ability and strength. That's why it is so wrong to measure your energy level against the challenges ahead of you. The issue is not your strength, but mine, which is limitless. By walking close to me, you can accomplish my purposes in my strength.
Consider the following words from Scripture about being complete in Christ.
For we walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verse 25.
As you strive to become wholly who you are meant to be in Christ, reflect on the kinds of things you are filling your mind with daily. Try to slow your pace and find time to rest in God throughout your day. Thank Him for His gifts of love, joy, and peace.
March 12th. Waiting, trusting, and hoping are intricately connected, like golden strands interwoven to form a strong chain. Trusting is the central strand, because it is the response from my children that I desire the most. Waiting and hoping embellish the central strand and strengthen the chain that connects you to me. Waiting for me to work with your eyes on me is evidence that you really do trust me. If you mouth the words, "I trust you," while anxiously trying to make things go your way, your words ring hollow. Hoping is future-directed, connecting you to your inheritance in heaven. However, the benefits of hope fall fully on you in the present. Because you are mine, you don't just pass time in your waiting. You can wait expectantly in hopeful trust. Keep your antenna out to pick up even the faintest glimmer of my presence.
Contemplate the following words from Scripture about waiting on the Lord.
Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. John chapter 14, verse 1. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Psalm 27, verse 14. God did this so that, by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to take hold of the hope offered to us may be greatly encouraged. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain, where Jesus, who went before us, has entered on our behalf. He has become a high priest forever, in the order of Melchizedek. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 18 through 20.
As you strive to wait on the Lord and His timing to work things out in your life, reflect on what you can do while you wait. Ask God to help you seek Him and to build your hope and trust as you patiently wait for Him to accomplish His will.
March 13th. Learn to live above your circumstances. This requires focused time with me, the one who overcame the world. Trouble and distress are woven into the very fabric of this perishing world. Only my life in you can empower you to face this endless flow of problems with good cheer. As you sit quietly in my presence, I shine peace into your troubled mind and heart. Little by little, you are freed from earthly shackles and lifted up above your circumstances. You gain my perspective on your life, enabling you to distinguish between what is important and what is not. Rest in my presence, receiving joy that no one can take away from you.
Ponder these words from Scripture about overcoming.
These things I have spoken to you, then in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. John chapter 16, verse 33. So with you, now is your time of grief, but I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. John chapter 16, verse 22.
Take a moment to think about what is troubling you. Now imagine how God is walking with you and working in you to overcome each of these issues, keeping you from worry and harm and bringing you peace.
March 14th. Do not hesitate to receive joy from me, for I bestow it on you abundantly. The more you rest in my presence, the more freely my blessings flow into you. In the light of my love, you are gradually transformed from glory to glory. It is through spending time with me that you realize how wide and long and high and deep is my love for you. Sometimes the relationship I offer you seems too good to be true. I pour my very life into you, and all you have to do is receive me. In a world characterized by working and taking, the admonition to rest and receive seems too easy. There is an intricate connection between receiving and believing. As you trust me more and more, you are able to receive me and my blessings abundantly. Be still and know that I am God.
Listen to the following words from Scripture about receiving blessings from God.
But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 17 through 19. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Psalm 46, verse 10.
As you consider this message about receiving blessings from God, recount the ways that God has shown His care for you. Take a moment to thank Him for His immense love for you.
March 15th. Listen to the love song that I am continually singing to you. I take great delight in you. I rejoice over you with singing. The voices of the world are a cacophony of chaos, pulling you this way and that. Don't listen to these voices. Challenge them with my word. Learn to take many breaks from the world, finding a place to be still in my presence and listen to my voice. There is immense hidden treasure to be found through listening to me. Though I pour out blessings upon you always, some of my richest blessings have to be actively sought. I love to reveal myself to you, and your seeking heart opens you up to receive more of my disclosure. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be open to you.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about how the Lord delights in you.
The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with His love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7.
Think about how wonderful it is to serve a God who delights in us fully. As you realize God's abiding love for you, feel free to bring your deepest desires to Him and be amazed at the doors that open in your life.
March 16th. It is good that you recognize your weakness. That keeps you looking to me, your strength. Abundant life is not necessarily health and wealth. It is living in continual dependence on me. Instead of trying to fit this day into a preconceived mold, relax and be on the lookout for what I am doing. This mindset will free you to enjoy me and to find what I have planned for you to do. This is far better than trying to make things go according to your own plan. Don't take yourself so seriously. Lighten up and laugh with me. You have me on your side, so what are you worried about? I can equip you to do absolutely anything as long as it is my will. The more difficult your day, the more I yearn to help you. Anxiety wraps you up in yourself, trapping you in your own thoughts. When you look to me and whisper my name, you break free and receive my help. Focus on me, and you will find peace in my presence.
Listen to these words from Scripture about the strength of the Lord.
I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22.
Instead of relying on our own strength, consider how much easier life would be if we tapped into the strength of the Lord. Ask God to help you live in continual dependence on Him and to give you His joy when worries overtake you.
March 17th. Come to me for understanding, since I know you far better than you know yourself. I comprehend you in all your complexity. No detail of your life is hidden from me. I view you through the eyes of grace, so don't be afraid of my intimate awareness. Allow the light of my healing presence to shine into the deepest recess of your being, cleansing, healing, refreshing and renewing you. Trust me enough to accept the full forgiveness that I offer you continually. This great gift, which cost me my life, is yours for all eternity. Forgiveness is at the very core of my abiding presence. I will never leave you or forsake you. When no one else seems to understand you, simply draw closer to me. Rejoice in the one who understands you completely and loves you perfectly. As I fill you with my love, you become a reservoir of love, overflowing into the lives of other people.
Reflect on these words from Scripture about how God knows us better than we know ourselves.
O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. Psalm 139, verses 1 through 4. Now it is God who makes both us and you stand firm in Christ. He anointed us, set His seal of ownership on us, and put His Spirit in our hearts as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 21 through 22. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you, nor forsake you. Joshua chapter 1, verse 5.
Think about the relationships you have that allow you to be yourself. Recognize that God's knowledge of you goes deeper than any friend's ever could. Approach Him in prayer with the assurance that He understands everything about you and loves you perfectly.
March 18th. Trust me one day at a time. This keeps you close to me, responsive to my will. Trust is not a natural response, especially for those who have been deeply wounded. My Spirit within you is your resident tutor, helping you in this supernatural endeavor. Yield to His gentle touch. Be sensitive to His prompting. Exert your will to trust me in all circumstances. Don't let your need to understand distract you from my presence. I will equip you to get through this day victoriously as you live in deep dependence on me. Tomorrow is busy worrying about itself. Don't get tangled up in its worry webs. Trust me, one day at a time.
Listen to the following words from Scripture about trusting God one day at a time.
O Lord Almighty, blessed is the man who trusts in you. Psalm chapter 84, verse 12. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Matthew chapter 6, verse 34.
As you try to trust God in everything you face, remind yourself of the ways He has equipped you to handle tough situations. Ask Him to help you disentangle yourself from the webs of worry and live in deeper dependence on Him.
March 19th. I speak to you from the depths of your being. Hear me saying soothing words of peace, assuring you of my love. Do not listen to voices of accusation, for they are not from me. I speak to you in love tones, lifting you up. My Spirit convicts cleanly, without crushing words of shame. Let the Spirit take charge of your mind, combing out tangles of deception. Be transformed by the truth that I live within you. The light of my presence is shining upon you, in benedictions of peace. Let my light shine in you. Don't dim it with worries or fears. Holiness is letting me live through you. Since I dwell in you, you are fully equipped to be holy. Pause before responding to people or situations, giving my Spirit space to act through you. Hasty words and actions leave no room for me. This is atheistic living. I want to inhabit all your moments, gracing your thoughts, words, and behavior.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about being transformed by the Spirit of God.
Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 2. To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? you are not your own. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19.
As you strive to be open to God's transforming power, remember that in all situations, honesty and truth set you free. Decide to shake off thoughts of shame and worry, and allow God's Spirit to take charge of your mind, accepting that His truth is what defines you.
March 20th. Thank me for the glorious gift of my Spirit. This is like priming the pump of a well. As you bring me the sacrifice of thanksgiving, regardless of your feelings, my Spirit is able to work more freely within you. This produces more thankfulness and more freedom until you are overflowing with gratitude. I shower blessings on you daily, but sometimes you don't perceive them. When your mind is stuck on a negative focus, you see neither me nor my gifts. In faith, thank me for whatever is preoccupying your mind. This will clear the blockage so that you can find me.
Focus on the following words from Scripture about God's Spirit at work within you.
Now it is God who has made us for this very purpose and has given us the Spirit as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 5. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. Sacrifice thank offerings to God. Fulfill your vows to the Most High. Psalm 50, verse 14.
Reflect on the times when you listened to your gut feelings when making a decision about something important. Acknowledge that God's Spirit is the source of these promptings, and thank Him that His Spirit is always at work within you.
March 21st. Trust me and don't be afraid, for I am your strength and song. Think what it means to have me as your strength. I spoke the universe into existence. My power is absolutely unlimited. Human weakness consecrated to me is like a magnet drawing my power into your neediness. However, fear can block the flow of my strength into you. Instead of trying to fight your fears, concentrate on trusting me. When you relate to me in confident trust, there is no limit to how much I can strengthen you. Remember that I am also your song. I want you to share my joy, living in conscious awareness of my presence. Rejoice as we journey together toward heaven. Join me in singing my song.
Reflect on these words from Scripture about God's power and strength.
Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord, is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. With joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. Isaiah chapter 12, verses 2 through 3. Surely you have granted him eternal blessings and made him glad with the joy of your presence. Psalm 21, verse 6.
Try to recall a tough situation when you were given a strength you never knew was possible, and that newfound power allowed you to handle it. Remember that this kind of supernatural strength comes straight from God. Ask Him to calm your fears as He pours more of His strength into you daily.
March 22nd. Rejoice and be thankful. As you walk with me through this day, practice trusting and thanking me all along the way. Trust is the channel through which my peace flows into you. Thankfulness lifts you up above your circumstances. I do my greatest works through people with grateful, trusting hearts. Rather than planning and evaluating, practice trusting
and thanking me continually. This is a paradigm shift that will revolutionize your life.
Listen to the following words of Scripture about trust and thanksgiving.
Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before Him with thanksgiving and extol Him with music and song. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 2. Those who know your name will trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Psalm 9, verse 10.
Think about how it feels to be grateful when something goes your way. As you strive to trust God and live a life full of gratitude, practice thanking God for everything. Watch and see how an attitude of gratefulness lifts you up over trying circumstances.
March 23rd. I am a God of both intricate detail and overflowing abundance. When you entrust the details of your life to me, you are surprised by how thoroughly I answer your petitions. I take pleasure in hearing your prayers, so feel free to bring me all your requests. The more you pray, the more answers you can receive. Best of all, your faith is strengthened as you see how precisely I respond to your specific prayers. Because I am infinite in all my ways, you need not fear that I will run out of resources. Abundance is at the very heart of who I am. Come to me in joyful expectation of receiving all you need, and sometimes much more. I delight in showering blessings on my beloved children. Come to me with open hands and heart, ready to receive all I have for you.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about God's abundance.
How priceless is your unfailing love! Both high and low among men find refuge in the shadow of your wings. They feast on the abundance of your house. You give them drink from your river of delights. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. Psalm 36, verses 7 through 9. I will bless her with abundant provisions. Her poor will I satisfy with food. Psalm 132, verse 15. When they had all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted." So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of the 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. John chapter 6, verse 12.
Think about a time when God answered your prayers, specifically as you asked. Decide to bring your requests to Him daily with the assurance that He cares about the details of your life.
March 24th. This is a time in your life when you must learn to let go of loved ones, of possessions, of control. In order to let go of something that is precious to you, you need to rest in my presence where you are complete. Take time to bask in the light of my love. As you relax more and more, your grasping hand gradually opens up, releasing your prized possession into my care. You can feel secure even in the midst of cataclysmic changes through awareness of my continual presence. The one who never leaves you is the same one who never changes. I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. As you release more and more things into my care, remember that I never let go of your hand. Herein lies your security, which no one and no circumstance can take from you.
Consider these words from Scripture about letting go.
Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence, O Lord. Psalm 89, verse 15. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, Do not fear, I will help you. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 13.
As you reflect on this passage about letting go, think about the many things you hold dear. Make a conscious effort to put each of these things into God's hands. Give thanks to Him for being your ultimate security.
March 25th. Let thankfulness temper all your thoughts. A thankful mindset keeps you in touch with me. I hate it when my children grumble, casually despising my sovereignty. Thankfulness is a safeguard against this deadly sin. Furthermore, a grateful attitude becomes a grid through which you perceive life. Gratitude enables you to see the light of my presence shining on all your circumstances. Cultivate a thankful heart, for this glorifies me and fills you with joy.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about having a thankful heart.
And do not grumble, as some of them did, and were killed by the destroying angel. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 10. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful, and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 28 through 29.
Think about a situation that might have caused you to be resentful or bitter. Focus on ways you can be grateful for God's presence, even during the difficulty you have encountered. Pray that He will safeguard you from a life filled with grumbling and help you cultivate a thankful heart.
March 26th. Waiting on me means directing your attention to me in hopeful anticipation of what I will do. It entails trusting me with every fiber of your being instead of trying to figure things out yourself. Waiting on me is the way I designed you to live, all day, every day. I created you to stay conscious of me as you go about your daily duties. I have promised many blessings to those who wait on me, renewed strength, living above one's circumstances, resurgence of hope, awareness of my continual presence. Waiting on me enables you to glorify me by living in deep dependence on me, ready to do my will. It also helps you to enjoy me. In my presence is fullness of joy.
Give thought to these words from Scripture about waiting on the Lord.
I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for Him. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in Him, to the one who seeks Him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 24 through 26. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on the wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 16, verse 11.
As you ruminate on waiting on the Lord, take a look at some of the things you are waiting on in life. Ask God to give you patience and endurance to wait on His timing for the events of your life.
March 27th. Be still in my presence. even though countless tasks clamor for your attention. Nothing is as important as spending time with me. While you wait in my presence, I do my best work within you, transforming you by the renewing of your mind. If you skimp on this time with me, you may plunge headlong into the wrong activities, missing the richness of what I have planned for you. Do not seek me primarily for what I can give you. Remember that I, the giver, am infinitely greater than any gift I might impart to you. Though I delight in blessing my children, I am deeply grieved when my blessings become idols in their hearts. Anything can be an idol if it distracts you from me as your first love. When I am the ultimate desire of your heart, you are safe from the danger of idolatry. As you wait in my presence, enjoy the greatest gift of all, Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Focus on the following words from Scripture about renewing your mind.
Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken your first love. Revelation chapter 2, verse 4. To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27.
Reflect on the blessings that God has given you recently. As you recount these gifts, remember that none is greater than the gift of Christ, our hope in glory. Thank Him now as He continually renews your mind to become what you are truly meant to be.
March 28th. I am a God who gives and gives and gives. When I died for you on the cross, I held back nothing. I poured out my life like a drink offering. Because giving is inherent in my nature, I search for people who are able to receive in full measure. To increase your intimacy with me, the two traits you need the most are receptivity and attentiveness. Receptivity is opening up your innermost being to be filled with my abundant riches. Attentiveness is directing your gaze to me, searching for me in all your moments. It is possible to stay your mind on me, as the prophet Isaiah wrote. Through such attentiveness, you receive a glorious gift, my perfect peace.
Listen to the following words of Scripture about receiving God's gifts.
But even if I am being poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice and service coming from your faith, I am glad and rejoice with all of you. Philippians chapter 2, verse 17. I tell you the truth. Anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. Mark chapter 10, verse 15. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3.
As a recipient of God's gifts, think about how He continually blesses you. Focus on being attentive and receptive to what He has for you. Practice daily staying your mind on Christ, and watch to see if your mind becomes more peaceful.
March 29th. Stop trying to work things out before their times have come. Accept the limitations of living one day at a time. When something comes to your attention, ask me whether or not it is a part of today's agenda. If it isn't, release it into my care and go on about today's duties. When you follow this practice, there will be a beautiful simplicity about your life, a time for everything, and everything in its time. A life lived close to me is not complicated or cluttered. When your focus is on my presence, many things that once troubled you lose their power over you. Though the world around you is messy and confusing, remember that I have overcome the world. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace.
Listen to these words from Scripture about living one day at a time.
There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. John chapter 16, verse 33.
If you're feeling overwhelmed with today's agenda, shift your focus to God and allow yourself a moment to bask in His presence. Practice this habit daily as you practice living life one day at a time.
March 30th. I am taking care of you. Trust me at all times. Trust me in all circumstances. Trust me with all your heart. When you are weary and everything seems to be going wrong, you can still utter these four words, I trust you, Jesus. By doing so, you release matters into my control, and you fall back into the security of my everlasting arms. Before you arise from your bed in the morning, I have already arranged the events of your day. Every day provides many opportunities for you to learn my ways and grow closer to me. Signs of my presence brighten even the dullest day when you have eyes that really see. Search for me as for hidden treasure. I will be found by you.
Focus on the following words from Scripture about trusting in the Lord.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. He will drive out your enemy before you, saying, Destroy him. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 27. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile. Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 13 through 14.
As you try to trust the Lord more fully, think about how He has been with you through every situation, whether you realized it or not. Going forward, make a daily habit of saying, I trust you, Jesus, in every circumstance that comes your way.
March 31st. Taste and see that I am good. The more intimately you experience me, the more convinced you become of my goodness. I am the living one who sees you and longs to participate in your life. I am training you to find me in each moment and to be a channel of my loving presence. Sometimes my blessings come to you in mysterious ways, through pain and trouble. At such times you can know my goodness only through your trust in me. Understanding will fail you, but trust will keep you close to me. Thank me for the gift of my peace, a gift of such immense proportions that you cannot fathom its depth or breadth. When I appeared to my disciples after the resurrection, it was peace that I communicated first of all. I knew this was their deepest need, to calm their fears and clear their minds. I also speak peace to you, for I know your anxious thoughts. Listen to me. Tune out other voices so that you can hear me more clearly. I designed you to dwell in peace all day, every day. Draw near to me. Receive my peace.
Give thought to the following words from Scripture about God's gift of peace.
Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Psalm 34, verse 8. So she called the name of the Lord who spoke to her, the living one who sees me. Genesis chapter 16, verses 13 through 14. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you. John chapter 20, verse 19. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15.
Reflect on a period of your life when you felt peaceful. Consider how God may have calmed your fears and anxious thoughts at this time. Seek to hear His voice daily as you continue to be open to His gift of peace.
April 1st. I am calling you to a life of constant communion with me. Basic training includes learning to live above your circumstances, even while interacting on that cluttered plane of life. You yearn for a simplified lifestyle so that your communication with me can be uninterrupted. But I challenge you to relinquish the fantasy of an uncluttered world. Accept each day just as it comes, and find me in the midst of it all. Talk with me about every aspect of your day, including your feelings. Remember that your ultimate goal is not to control or fix everything around you. It is to keep communing with me. A successful day is one in which you have stayed in touch with me, even if many things remain undone at the end of the day. Do not let your to-do list, written or mental, become an idol directing your life. Instead, ask my Spirit to guide you moment by moment. He will keep you close to me.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about putting God first.
Pray continually. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6.
Contemplate measuring success by how often you are in touch with God, and not by what you've accomplished. Begin to accept each day as it comes by letting go of your to-dos, and instead, intentionally trying to find God in your day.
April 2nd. I have promised to meet all your needs according to my glorious riches. Your deepest, most constant need is for my peace. I have planted peace in the garden of your heart where I live, but there are weeds growing there too. Pride, worry, selfishness, unbelief. I am the gardener, and I am working to rid your heart of those weeds. I do my work in various ways. When you sit quietly with me, I shine the light of my presence directly into your heart. In this heavenly light, peace grows abundantly and weeds shrivel up. I also send trials into your life. When you trust me in the midst of trouble, peace flourishes and weeds die away. Thank me for troublesome situations. The peace they can produce far outweighs the trials you endure.
Consider the following words from Scripture about trusting God in the midst of troubles.
And my God will meet all your needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17.
Consider the weeds that may be growing in your life that could be pruned by God. One by one, ask God to remove pride, worry, selfishness, and unbelief from your life. Even though you have troubles, take time to thank God for the peace He gives.
April 3rd. In me, you have everything. In me, you are complete. Your capacity to experience me is increasing through my removal of debris and clutter from your heart. As your yearning for me increases, other desires are gradually lessening. Since I am infinite and abundantly accessible to you, desiring me above all else is the best way to live. It is impossible for you to have a need that I cannot meet. After all, I created you and everything that is. The world is still at my beck and call, though it often appears otherwise. Do not be fooled by appearances. Things that are visible are brief and fleeting, while things that are invisible are everlasting.
As you reflect on the following words from Scripture, recognize that in God we have everything.
Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Since we consider and look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen, for the things that are visible are temporal, brief, and fleeting, but the things that are invisible are deathless and everlasting. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18.
Think of the needs you have in your life. As you recount each one, recognize that God meets all our needs, whether we think we're missing something or not. Assess the needs that may be more superficial as you acknowledge the things of substance God abundantly provides for you.
April 4th. I meet you in the stillness of your soul. It is there that I seek to commune with you. A person who is open to my presence is exceedingly precious to me. My eyes search to and fro throughout the earth, looking for one whose heart is seeking me. I see you trying to find me. Our mutual search results in joyful fulfillment. Stillness of soul is increasingly rare in this world, addicted to speed and noise. I am pleased with your desire to create a quiet space where you and I can meet. Don't be discouraged by the difficulty of achieving this goal. I monitor all your efforts and am blessed by each of your attempts to seek my face.
Listen to the following words from Scripture about meeting God in stillness.
Be still before the Lord, all mankind, because He has roused Himself from His holy dwelling. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 13. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to Him. In this you have done foolishly. Therefore from now on you shall have wars. 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9. He makes me to lie down in green pastures.